News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Irish Times reporting this morning that more than half of all third-level students could face an increase in college fees this year as cost-of-living supports are reduced or scrapped. We're joined by the Minister for Higher Education, James Lawless. Minister, over the last couple of years, we have seen the €3,000 fee, I know it's technically not fees, but it is effectively fees, €3,000 a year, reduced to €2,000 in the budget. Are you saying that that will not be the case in this coming year's budget?
So I'm having a conversation on that. So we've had a temporary fee rebate of €1,000 for the last couple of years as part of the cost of living measures. That was a temporary rebate. It was labelled as such at the time. And things like the energy credits and various welfare credits, etc., were all given, you know, during that package. So that's a package. That's a package from central government. It's not coming out of any line department. It's something that was, I suppose, a subvention to assist people through that time. We're into a new era, and I suppose we're looking at as a new minister, I'm looking at a blank page. But it's not entirely blank, because the programme for government, I suppose, is the Bible for everything that we're going to do. And the programme for government does commit that we will reduce the student contribution fee. So I absolutely will do that. But by how much? At what pace? What else do we do? So there's a whole wider question here.
Sorry, Minister, I'm slightly confused.
Yep.
You're saying you will reduce that contribution? Like, at the moment, it's 3,000.
Yep.
There was a credit, though. It was reduced to 2,000. And
exactly.
In fairness, it was temporary, and it was always said it was temporary.
Yep.
But you're saying there is a plan to reduce that 3,000 amount.
So I don't expect it to be 3,000 this year, okay? I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be, because we haven't got to that figure yet.
So parents out there with kids at college, it won't be €3,000.
I don't expect so, but I don't want to preempt the debate that we're about to have. But what I will say is the programme for government commits to reducing that fee over the lifetime of government. So we need to look at, and the parents out there, I suppose, that are worried, I suppose, I think that a targeted, focused intervention, I'm a great believer in the old political philosophy, to each according to their needs, from each according to their means. So if we look at a targeted intervention, if we give a universal cut, €1,000 costs €100 million. Some call for us to go further, go to a 2,000 cut. Some argue for abolition, which is a 3,000 cut, which would cost €1.5 billion over a term of government. Now, I would argue that perhaps that money could be more usefully spent and more fairly and progressively spent by targeting those that are most in need, the edge cases, the boundary cases, who at the moment just miss out on a grant or just miss out on supports.
You know what? I'm inclined to agree with you, but there will be loads of listeners today making the point that it's 50% of students get free college, 50% don't.
Yeah.
And they will say, why is it always the people who pay the highest taxes who have to pay for everything? Are we not entitled to something off?
Yeah, no, I totally hear that argument. And as a parent of students who's paid the fee myself, I empathise. But no, look, the cost of education is complex, and there's many factors to consider here. So I would like to look at issues like that, like the boundary cases, like the edge cases, the people that feel they pay everything and get very little back. Can we broaden the bands? Can we look at other supports? As you said, half of students already get the fees paid in full or in part. Now, we introduced, for example, last year, a new measure. It used to be you got the fee paid in full or partially. We introduced a €500 credit towards the fee, separate to the €1,000 rebate, but a €500 credit. There are many, many other options we can look at. So I'm holding a cost of education event in Croke Park this Thursday. Student union representatives, I met the USI yesterday, but they'll be there again Thursday. Other student representatives, I'm meeting the colleges, I'm meeting access officers, people that, I suppose, do this every day, and asking them their opinions. And that will feed into an options paper that I will publish over the summer, and that will go into the budgetary process.
That will feed into
Exactly. So we're at early stages in this cycle.
So just very finally, and I know you're not committing to anything, and that's fair enough, but you're saying, don't panic, it probably won't be back to €3,000 in the autumn.
Well, I'm not going to put a figure on it just yet, but I am going to honour the programme for government commitment, which is to continue to reduce it.
Okay.
But by how much and how fast and how we do that, you know, is it tax credits? Is it a rebate? Is it a universal application? Is it progressive? Is it means tested? Is it targeted at those that need it most? Those are the kind of questions I'm inviting a conversation on. You know, I think it's a good time to have that conversation. Ultimately, the state pays €400 million for the free fees initiative, and a further several hundred million for the student contribution. It's also important universities have autonomy. If the state pays everything, the universities are just an arm of the state. And that's not good for academic freedom, institutional independence, and their ability to borrow on the international markets for campus development, things like state aid come into it. So it is a complex picture.
Minister for Higher Education, James Lawless, thank you indeed for coming in to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.